Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Beis. We are on page 32, the last line. Let's just review what we said in the beginning of Sif Beis. We said, L'sakim b'godo v'keilov l'tzarech Shabbos mutar kol hayom. Even though we said in Sif Aleph that a person can't do malacha on Erev Shabbos from Mincha and onwards, it was a machlokas Mincha Gedol or Mincha Ketana, but in Sif Beis the Mechaber says, but to fix up garments or vessels for the needs of Shabbos, that's mutar all day. And then the Mechaber said, "V'hu adin l'misha kosev svarim la'atzmo derech limudo." The same thing is true, one who is writing svarim for himself, derech limudo, that's also mutter. So we're up to the Ramah now in the last line. Aval osr lichtov l'chavero b'sachar. But you're not allowed to write svarim for your friends for payment. Then the Ramah says, "Umistaprim kol hayom." You can get a haircut all day on Erev Shabbos, afilu misapar Yisrael, even from a Jewish barber. And then he writes, "V'yesh lo'odim l'mayit k'tas b'limudu be'Erev Shabbos k'dei she'yochin tzarchei Shabbos." A person should limit a little bit his learning on Erev Shabbos in order to have time to prepare for Shabbos. So we see 3 points in this Ramah. Number one, it's usur to write these svarim for your friend for payment. Number two, you're allowed to get a haircut all day even from a Jewish barber. And number three, a person should limit the amount that he learns a little bit on Friday to prepare the needs of Shabbos. So let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sif Katan Vav. Lichtov l'chavero b'schar. Person is usur to write svarim for his friend for payment. L'chein yizor gamkin akosef stam shelo yichtov b'sachar. Therefore, one who writes stam, sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos should be careful not to be writing them for payment. In lo shehu tzarech atul mezuzah o sefer Torah o tefillin, unless the person right now needs the mezuzah, the Sefer Torah, or the tefillin, or the person who's writing it, the sofer, needs, like we said in the last year, he needs to make money for the tzarchei Shabbos, then you could charge money. Otherwise, one should not be charging money to be writing for his friend. Sivkotan Zayin, we said you're allowed to get a haircut all day on Erev Shabbos from a Jewish barber, Misapar Yisrael. Hainu. Afilu im asaper notel sachar. Even if the Jewish barber is taking money, it's mutter. V'atam, the reason why this is permissible, dinira lakol sha'usa hamistaper l'tzarech Shabbos v'lochein shari. It's clear to everyone that he's getting a haircut on Erev Shabbos, l'kavet Shabbos, and therefore it is mutter. V'lo dami l'sikum b'godim sha'osim in atila sachar. And it's not like we said earlier in the Sif, we actually did not review this Ramah. The Ramah in the beginning of Sif Beis, between the two Mechavers that we read, says, v'hu adin you're also allowed to fix up the begodim of your friend in Lutzer al Shabbos if it's a Shabbos need. The Eino notel all of Sachar, but you can't take money for it. So now the Mishabura is telling us, why can I pay the Jewish barber, but I can't pay the Jewish tailor? V'atam, he says, on the top line of page Yud Zayin, the reason why you could pay the barber is the Nira Lakol Sha'usam Mestapa Lutzer al Shabbos Lachain Shari, since everyone knows that you're doing the haircut Lutzer al Shabbos, therefore it's mutter. V'lodami L'sikum begodim Sha'usam. It's not similar to fixing up the garments, which is not allowed to be done for payment. There in the pool itself, in the ma'isa that you're doing, it's not recognizable that it's being done with Tzarech Shabbos, which is not the case by a haircut. And therefore, one should be careful to not give a haircut to a guy. The whole heter of the haircuts is that it's nicker, that it's a Tzarech Shabbos for a guy. Obviously, it's not a Tzarech Shabbos, and therefore, it should not be done on Erev Shabbos. Cause of a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, Shaharizal hayanizar shelo legaleach achar mincha afilu be'Erev Shabbos. The Lashon of Magen Avraham is that the Arizal was careful not to shave after mincha even on Erev Shabbos. Now the problem with that line is the fact that it says even on Erev Shabbos, it's mashma that during the week also he was careful not to shave after mincha. And if it's talking about after you daven mincha, there's nothing wrong after davening mincha during the week shaving. That would be an Indian in Kavod Shabbos for Friday. So what do you mean afilu b'Erev Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says, "Ubearu kavanoso." The Achronim explain the kavana of the Magen Avram, the Mashikosav Achar Mincha, that which it says that he was careful not to be Magaleach Achar Mincha, Hainu Achar Shehigia Zman Mincha. It doesn't mean till after he daven Mincha. It means after the Zman of Mincha came. Avalo Marish Shehespal Mincha. It's not discussing where he had daven Mincha already. V'Hainu Dekomra Filu Be'er Shabbos. Now we can understand those words of the Magen Avram that he was mocked. Been even on Er Shabbos, the Ratz Lomer needs to say Lomi Bayel B'chol. Needless to say, during the week, Kodem Shehispalal Mincha, that he didn't be Megaleach El Afilu Letzarach Shabbos Shul Mitzvah. But even on Er Shabbos, when it's a Tzarach Shabbos, it's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Gam Kein Lohaya Megaleach Achar Shegias Ma Mincha Velo Ispalal. So even on Erev Shabbos, when we're dealing with a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, he also would not be Magaleach once the Zman Mincha came and he did not daven. The Ha'olam She'enam Nisharim Azeh, that which the world is not careful about this, Afilu Achar She'egiyah Zman Mincha Katana, even after the Zman Mincha Katana come, we see people are not makbid to hold back from certain things. Yesh Lomar, we could explain, the Kevan She'karim Obeis HaKnesas Lo Chashinan She'yavur Agdei Zeh Zman HaTfilah. Since they call people to the shul, there's a siren, there's something that gathers the people, a shamash that goes around, so we're not worried that they're gonna miss out on the Zman Tfila, and therefore people are not careful about this nowadays, says the Chavetz Chaim. Sivkotan Ches, V'yesh La'odam, a person we said should be Memait a little bit in his limud on Erev Shabbos in order to get ready for Shabbos. Lochein ein kovim yeshiva be'ezim akomos be'erev Shabbos. Therefore, they don't set up the yeshiva in some places on Erev Shabbos. It's a busy day getting ready for Shabbos. Ubesefer Seder Hayom Kosov. The Sefer Seder Yom writes, the imrogil lilmo dover sheyesh lo kitzba. If a person is rogil to learn something that has a set amount, he does daf yomi. He does daf yomi ba'alocha. O shalomed imrabim, or he's learning with other people, with a rabbim, al yivatlen, or that he should not be mevatel, even at Erev Shabbos. Upirish Rashi al hasidra, learning the parsha with Rashi, mikri dover sheyesh lo kitzba. That's called learning something that has a set amount. V'alkein lo gazvina shem yimshoch ar halayla, and therefore there is no gzeira that if you're going to learn the parsha with Rashi on Shabbos, that is going to extend it into the night. V'im lo yimtza achar kach liknos, and if he's not going to find afterwards what to buy, azay lo yikba halimud baboker, then he should not be koveya his learning in the morning. In other words, he can keep his learning that is adover sheish bo kitzba if he'll be able to find his Shabbos needs in the afternoon. But if he's not going to find afterwards, im lo yimtza achagach liknos, he's not going to find what to buy, then obviously lo yikba halimud baboker, he should not have learning in the morning. He should first make sure he takes care of his Shabbos needs. Va'ayin le'el b'simen reish nun, she'rachnu v'zeh b'ralocha, look in reish nun, that was discussed at length in the Bialocha. Sivkotan test, the reason why you should hold back a little bit is learning on Friday is Kadei Sheyochin. V'im yesh lo mishore sheyochin b'shvilo. Again, if he has someone that is helping him out and taking care of his Shabbos needs, ain't tzarech, and he doesn't have to limit his learning. V'kol shegen im heichin v'yom chamishi. Certainly, if he prepared everything already from Thursday, he does not have to hold back from his learning on Friday. B'vada yuchal lilmo kedarko, then for sure he could learn his regular derech. Mir, however, mikomakom tzarech l'sakin eiz davar l'kavod Shabbos. Don't forget what we learned in the Simen before this, and Simen Reish Nun, that L'maisa, every person must be Mesakin at least something for Kavod Shabbos, V'afil Yesh Lo Kama Avodim, even if he has many Avodim, Kemo Shekosa B'Simen Reish Nun. So it turns out that a person who has someone else taking care of his Shabbos needs, or he prepared already on Thursday for his Shabbos needs, he does not need to limit his learning on Friday. We also saw that someone that's learning with the Rabbim, how could you learn with the Rabbim? Once again, if everyone has to be busy with Tzarechi Shabbos, the answer is, if he's learning with Bachrim, and their parents are taking care of the Shabbos needs, or the yeshiva is taking care of the Shabbos needs, and he's learning with the Rabbim, so then he should not be mevatel his learning at that point. There is an interesting bralocha that we are not going to read, and that is on the very bottom of page 32. Afilu Misaper Yisrael, he goes through the halachos of not cutting off one's payas. So if a person has time, it's only kedai to read that. That concludes Simen Reish Nun Aleph, and now we're going to begin Simen Reish Nun Beis. Again, we're on page Yud Zayin. Simen Reish Nun Beis, we referenced many times in the beginning of Chela Gimel, a lot to do with Amir La'akum. It's Din Molochos Hamutaros V'Hasuros L'Haschil Bi'Erev Shabbos Kedei Shiyu Nigmarim B'Shabbos. The title of this Simen is the Halacha of the Molochos, that are mutter and aser are starting erev Shabbos in order that they should continue on and finish on Shabbos. In this siman again, we're going to get back into Amir al-Akum in a major way as well. But let's just begin part of Sif Aleph, and the rest we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, mutter lahaschel b'molocha b'erev Shabbos samalach hasheicha. A person is allowed to start molocha on Friday close to nightfall. Afal pi she'enu yochol l'gomra mibod yom. Even though he's not going to be able to complete the malacha before Shabbos starts, v'hin nigmeres me'ele b'Shabbos. This malacha is going to be completed on Shabbos, but it's going to be completed on its own. You're going to start it, get the ball rolling, and it's going to finish up on its own on Shabbos. That is mutter. Kigon, for example, lishros diyoves hamemonim b'mayim, to soak ink and dyes in water to make a dye, the heim nishrim kol haShabbos. So you're putting them in before Shabbos, and they're going to be soaking throughout the whole Shabbos. That is mutter. Another example, veloses unen pirish agudos, to put in bundles shel pishtan, bundles of flax, letanur, into an oven kedeshi slapnu, so it should whiten. Another example, veloses tzemer l'soich hayoyra she'ena al ha'esh, to place wool inside of that, where you're going to dye it a different color. So to place wool inside of that, which is not on the fire, the tucha betit, and it's also sealed around with it. She'im hi al ha'esh, aser shamiyachata. If it would be on the fire, it would be aser, because the word, you might stoke the coals. Pirish, yigala, you might reveal, the yo'ir ha'gecholim b'machta, you might stoke the coals with a shovel. Va'afilu eino al ha'esh, and even if it's not on the fire, im eino tucha betit aser, if it's not smeared around with tar or some kind of earth, so also be aser, shema yogis babekaf, a word, you might mix it with a spoon. V'hamegis b'kedera afilu eino al ha'esh chay mishu b'vashel. And we know one who mixes a pot of food, even if it's not on the fire, he's going to be chayav because of bishul. Now, just to summarize this point, the Mechaber is saying so far that you're allowed to start a malacha right before Shabbos, and that's going to continue on its own during Shabbos. He gives a few examples. One is soaking some kind of ink and dyes. You're really making some kind of dyo. That's mutter, so we're soaking throughout Shabbos. You're allowed to put in the bundles of flax into the oven so they should whiten. And then he says you're allowed to put the wool into the vat to dye it as long as it's not on the fire and it's smeared around with tit. The problem if it is on the fire, it's going to be aser because of Shema Yechata, you might stoke the coals. And the problem, even if it's not on the fire, if it's not smeared around with tit, is that word, you might go ahead and mix it. And mixing it when it comes to a regular kederu food is a problem of bishul. So here also, it's a problem that might be mevashel. And the mechaber that we'll finish with today, the last line on page Zayin, umutter lifros mitzudos chayav ofos v'dogim v'hem nitzodim b'shabbos. You're allowed to spread out traps for animals and birds and fish from before Shabbos, and they're going to go ahead and get trapped in these traps on Shabbos. That's where we will stop for today in the mechaber. Let's see the Mishabura, and we'll see some very practical notes as well. Sivkotan Aleph Lishros Dio, we said in the first example of that which you could do before Shabbos, and it will continue on in Shabbos, is to be soaking the Dio. Ubishabbos Aser Mishum Megabel. What's the Isser of putting in the Dio and Samamonim on Shabbos itself? The problem is Megabel, that's a problem of kneading. Shema'orev Hadio V'Hamayim Yachad. Mixing together the ink or these other materials that you're putting into the water, that would be an isser of kneading, even without mixing it, just putting together the solids and the liquid would be a problem megabel. V'yesh omrim da'asur mishum tzaveya. Some say the isser is tzaveya, that you're dyeing the water. Afilu hachi, even so, keivan shemaschil bezman ha'mutter bi'er Shabbos, since you are starting in a time when it's permissible on Friday, u'meneila nigmar ha'pu'ula b'Shabbos, and automatically the pu'ula is finishing on Shabbos, shari, it is mutter. V'chein b'chol hanita kachoshev, and so too, all these examples that are discussed over here in the Mechaber, yesh b'hem iser da'raisa k'she'osa usam b'Shabbos, they all involve an iser da'raisa, if you would start them on Shabbos, afilu hachi, even so, kevan shemaschil be'er Shabbos shari, since you're starting at an er Shabbos, it is mutter. Now I'd like to look at note number one. He points out that the Mechaber brought down two reasons why it would be possibly wrong with placing the dio and the samamonim into the mayim on Shabbos. One was megabel, and two was tzoveya. So note number one explains, why wouldn't the first sheet hold its tzoveya? You're putting dyes in, you're obviously changing the color. The reason for the first shita that it's not soveya, we're going to see later on, she'eruv dio imayim eina ela hachonas atzeva. When you're mixing the dio with the water, you're really preparing the dye. Ve'ein iser tzoveya elokesh mishtamish b'tzeva lisboa davar acher. The only iser of tzoveya is when you're using a dye to then color something else. Ach lo b'hachonas atzeva atzmo. But not when you're preparing the dye. So over here, whatever you're putting in exactly into the water, you're making the dye, so that is not going to be a problem of tzoveya according to the freshita. When you then go and use that dye to color something else, that will be the issur d'oraisa of tzoveya. Obviously, the second shita that says it is tzoveya argues and holds no, even dyeing the water in the creation of the dye itself is an issur d'oraisa of tzoveya. Continues the Mishabruas of Katan Bey Shel Pishtan Latanur. The second example is putting bundles of flax into the oven to whiten. Afilu ein tuach kisuyov betit. Here we didn't say anything about smearing around the cover with tit. So even if you don't smear it on with tit, it's still going to be mutter. Afilu hachi lo chayshin and shema yigal hakisui v'yachata b'gacholim. We're still not worried that you might open up the covering of the oven and start stoking the coals. Why? The kevan daruach koshelhem. Since it's a known thing that the wind is bad for the pishton, lo chayshin and shema yigalei. We're not worried you might reveal it. And therefore, although we have this problem later on when it comes to the wool, in this case of the linen that you're trying to whiten, we don't have the problem of shema yichata, and therefore you would not need the cover to be smeared around with it. Sivkotan gimel, tzemer l'toch hayora. The third example that we discussed was putting the wool into the dyeing vat. Vihi koletes atzeva, and that absorbs the color by sitting in the dyeing vat, so the wool absorbs the color from the dyes that are there. So we said that we have two criteria besides putting it in before Shabbos. Number one, that it's off the fire. And number two, that it's sealed around betit. So the reason we said it has to be off the fire, because if it's on the fire, we said it's asur k'shema yechatas of katan dalet hainu. Afilu yesh zman sheyiklot ein atzeva mibod yom. Even if you put it in early enough on Friday that it's going to get the color that you're trying to get it already before Shabbos, afilu hachi asur, still it's going to be asur. K'shema yechata k'dei liklot heitev. You might want to get it a more powerful color, so even it have enough time to get colored, but we're still worried that you might stoke the coals to make the fire bigger so it'll get more and more color. Sivkotan hey, we said the reason why it has to be shmir betit, even if it's off the fire, is because shema yagis vabakaf, you might mix it. And in the Mechaber, he compared that to one who's being megis a kedera of food, even if it's not on the fire, there's chai mishum avashel. So says the Mishabura, sekotan hey, hinei, after ha Mechaber hishva had gosa biyora la hagosa bikedera, even the Mechaber here compared the mixing of the vat with the mixing of the food in the pot, eino shava lagamri. It's not really a full comparison. The bikedera, when it comes to a pot of food, im himuvu shelas called sarko, if the food is fully cooked, su leis beisur, if it's off the fire, it's fully cooked, there's no longer an isra bishul by mixing it. Ve'ilu bayora, but when it comes to this dying vat, aser b'chol gavna lahagisba, even if it's off the fire, it's fully cooked, so to speak, it's still aser to mix it. Kamavur lakamam v'simen shin yun ches, if yun ches, like we'll see later on. V'alkein, and therefore, aser losei semer layora rosacha samul chashecha gesheina tucha. Therefore, you're not allowed to put the wool into a boiling hot pot close to Shabbos if it is not smeared around with the tit. Av sheyesh hus liklor at seven v'odyom. Again, even if there's time that it can gain from the coloring from before Shabbos, it's still going to be aser. Shema yoga Hashecha was still worried that you might start mixing it after Shabbos starts. Sivkotan vav, we said by a kedera, even if it's off the fire, you chay mishum evashel. The idea gosa the kedera rosachas through mixing a boiling hot pot miskarei vabishel mehera, it quickens the cooking process. And the last example that we saw in the Mechaber of what you can start before Shabbos, even though we'll continue on Shabbos, is spreading out the traps for these different types of animals, and they get trapped on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura u'beShabbos. And setting it up on Shabbos, imhu osa kein, if you do this, ubishas prisaso nichlas achay l'sochan, as you're setting up the net, the animal goes in and gets caught there, chayiv mishun tzida, you are chayiv the isra daraisa of Tzad. If you look at note number 5, he says, Aval nichnasa chayil tocha metzuda l'achar zman. But if you set up the trap on Shabbos, and the animal comes in only later on Shabbos, we'll see later on, she'em bazeh ele issa derabonin. That would only be the derabonin. But the deraisa is, av you're setting up the trap on Shabbos, you're still being osik in it, the animal comes in, so then that already would be an issa deraisa. But what we're discussing over here for our purposes is setting it up before Shabbos, and letting the animal come in on Shabbos. There's one very important note that I skipped, I wanted to come back to at the end of the shiur, and that is back across on page Yud Zayim. It's note number 2. Note number 2 discusses using Shabbos clocks to have the malacha done. We're discussing so far in the siman that you're actually starting the malacha before Shabbos, and it continues on its own into Shabbos. What if I set a mechanism before Shabbos so the malacha should begin on Shabbos? So note number 2 says as follows, V'lasos kodem ha-Shabbos dover sheyigrom shetasril leheyosos malacha b'Shabbos. To do something before Shabbos that will cause the malacha to begin on Shabbos, kosav ha-Shvisas ha-Shabbos b'shem ha-Machan ha-Chayim sheosr lasos kin, that is forbidden. U'b'shem ha-Gon Ratzipes ha-Frank kosav shemutter. So it's a machlokas. But here's what we want. Ubishal Shuvas Igris Moshe. There is a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein. Histapik in mutter lechaven shaon shabbat kedei shetasu leheyosos ayodo molocha b'shabbos. Rav Moshe was mesupik if you can set a Shabbos clock to have molocha begin on Shabbos itself. Shulaylu hitra shulchan aruch. Maybe the shulchan aruch of you is not matir. Elo lahasu molocha b'er Shabbos. When you're actually starting the molocha on Shabbos, kedei shetigomer b'shabbos. In order that it should continue and finish up on Shabbos. But to actually have the malacha started on Shabbos, gamay they shown, even though it's through a clock, lo hitter, that he was never matir. Mikomakom kosav, still Moshe writes, sheyesh lesor, that one should aser it. Kevan sheyesh bazem mishum zilzul b'kavet Shabbos. He says this is a disgrace in kavet Shabbos. Sherei b'ofen zeh, nitan lasos es kol ha-malachos ha-asuros b'Shabbos. By doing that, it's going to lead a person to do all the malachos that are aser on Shabbos. Ve'ein locha zilzul b'kavet ha-Shabbos gadol mizeh. If you're going to start setting clocks for all the things, Shabbos clocks, for all the things that you can't do on Shabbos, now they're all going to be done on Shabbos. So that's his tremendous zilzul of Shabbos. Ubarur, he says, it's obvious, it's clear. Shem hoya sha'on Shabbos b'mei ha-tanom v'amoram, if there were Shabbos clocks around in the days of the tanom and amoraim, hayu osrim es ha-shim mushbo. Zakar Moshe, they would aser it. Just like they asked, telling a guy to do malacha for you. He says maybe even the isser of telling the Shabbos clock to do for you is really nichlal in the isser of amir la'akum. In the next paragraph, he writes, "Om them, however, le'inyan hadlokas ha'or ayidei sha'on Shabbos. However, in terms of having lights go on through a Shabbos clock, Kosa Rav Moshe writes, shekevan shekvar nogu ha'olam lasos kein. Since the minog in Klal Yisrael has evolved to do it, ein bazem mishum zilzul b'kavod ha'Shabbos. That's not considered a zilzul in kavod Shabbos. U'betziruf das ha'poskim shemutel lomer l'nochri l'hadlegor b'Shabbos. And together, joining together with the sheet of the poskim that say you're allowed to tell a goy to light a light for you on Shabbos, yesh lahatir, so he says you could be matir when it comes to lights. But for Shabbos clocks, for other things, Rav Moshe Feinstein was not very happy about it. Me'idach, on the other hand, b'shalom shuvah shevet alevi kosav, shebe'er Shabbos mutter l'chavein sha'on Shabbat, avafilu kazeh ha'mechabe o'madlik. So Rav Vosner disagreed, and he said, on Erev Shabbos, you are allowed to set a Shabbos clock, even for something that's going to light, something that's going to extinguish. So though Rav Moshe spoke very strongly against, except when it came for lights, but Rav Vosner said that Shabbos has been mutter. That's just an interesting idea to have. Lagabe Shabbos clocks on Shabbos. We'll stop here and we'll finish in Mitzvah Hashem the rest of the Sif tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemes on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.